This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Parliamentary hearing for proposed Chief Election Commissioner and Commissioners set for July 27th and 28th. Monsoon rain blocks 7 major highways across Nepal, 51 roads reopened. And US President Donald Trump slaps 50% tariffs on Canada. Now the news in detail. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has scheduled the confirmation hearings for the proposed Chief Election Commissioner and Election Commissioners for the 27th and 28th of July. According to the committee chairperson, Bodh Narayan Shrestha, the hearing for commissioner nominees Dr. Rajiv Subba and Guru Prasad Wagle will take place on Tuesday, that is the July 27th. The hearing for the Chief Election Commissioner nominee Man Bahadur Karki is slated for Wednesday, the 28th of July. Prior to the hearings, the committee will review public complaints filed against the nominees. Chairman Shrestha confirmed that one complaint was received against Chief Election Commissioner nominee Karki, while no complaints were registered against Dr. Subba or Wagle. An additional submission was received offering procedural recommendations to improve the committee's overall efficacy. Copies of the complaint and nominees' proposed actions plan have been distributed to the committee members for study. The panel has urged all three nominees to present result-oriented work plans during their confirmation hearings. The Constitutional Council meeting held on the 3rd of July recommended Man Bahadur Karki for the Chief Election Commissioner alongside Dr. Rajiv Subba and Guru Prasad Wagle for election commissioners. Persistent monsoon rains triggering floods and landslides have completely blocked 7 major highways and partially disrupted 12 others across the country. According to the Department of Roads, maintenance teams have successfully cleared and reopened 51 affected road sections, while heavy equipment, including excavators and loaders, remains deployed to clear remaining debris. Nepal Police confirmed that key routes including the Kanti Highway in Lalitpur, Mechi Highway in Nilam and the Oraniko Highway in Sindhupalchuk are completely halted. Traffic along the BP Highway and Kanti Highway has been restricted at night due to heightened flood risk, operating only during daytime hours under monitored conditions. Department spokesperson Syam Bahadur Karka advised travellers to verify current road conditions before departing, assuring that emergency crews are on standby nationwide for rapid response throughout the monsoon season. Jagdishwar Pandey has been appointed as the press advisor to the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Sisir Kanal. According to a press notice issued today by the Public Diplomacy Division of the Ministry, the appointment was made in line with the Cabinet decision. Pandey, a resident of Tari Rural Municipality, Ward No. 4 in Nuakot, will hold a status equivalent to the Special Class Secretary rank of the Government of Nepal within the Foreign Minister's Secretariat. Nestled at the foot of the Himalayas, Begnas Lake is surrounded by dense forest, wetlands and peaceful morning air filled with the melodious calls of local wildlife. This unique harmony of nature and biodiversity has drawn domestic and international tourists to the region for decades. The surrounding forest and wetlands create a safe haven for countless avian species, with morning sunrise bringing the area to life through vibrant bird calls. The region is rapidly establishing itself as one of Nepal's premier destinations for bird watching. To promote these natural opportunities, Pokhara Metropolitan City and the Pokhara Bird Society recently organized a nature hike and bird watching event across the Begnas Lake and Pachabhaiya areas. According to Mansanta Ghimire, president of the Pokhara Bird Society, official records confirm that 156 different species of birds have been documented in this region so far. Organizers hope that connecting nature, tourism and local communities will broaden the identity of Begnas Lake, establishing it as a key ecotourism hub for the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has imposed a 50% tariff on a wide range of goods imported from Canada in retaliation for what he calls unequal treatment of U.S. cars, dairy, and alcohol. Everyday consumer items like wine and hockey sticks and industrial goods such as cement are among the goods targeted. However, several key exports will be spared, such as energy, potash, critical minerals, and fish. Prime Minister of Canada Mark Carney responded by saying Canada stood ready to intensify trade talks with the U.S. in the coming weeks. The White House said the duties would take effect in 30 days. It marks a major escalation in trade tensions between the North American neighbors. Canada was one of the few countries to retaliate in 2025 against Trump's tariffs, placing a 25% levy on about $30 billion Canadian dollars worth of U.S. goods. Carney later dropped some of them but kept tariffs on U.S. cars, steel, and aluminium. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled earlier this year that many of Trump's tariffs imposed globally under emergency powers were illegally enacted, but his latest action on Monday night uses a different obscure law that is untested in the court of law. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says it launched another round of strikes against Iran to further degrade its capabilities to attack ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The strikes, the 10th consecutive night of attacks, come after U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to punish Iran for the deaths of U.S. soldiers. Trump earlier said Iran had been hit very hard the previous night in honor of the three U.S. soldiers killed recently, two in Jordan and one in Iraq. In response, the latest wave, Iran said it struck two oil tankers in the waterway, as well as U.S. military assets in Bahrain and Kuwait, according to the state news agency IRNA. President Masoud Pezeshkian said Iran was now fighting a full-scale war with the U.S. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said they have targeted infrastructure belonging to the U.S. company Amazon in Bahrain. The IRGC said that the IRGC attacked and destroyed the central data infrastructure of the American company Amazon in Bahrain with several cruise missiles, according to the Iranian state news agency. At the same time, Tehran said diplomatic messages were still being exchanged by both sides through intermediaries despite the collapse of the ceasefire. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Parliamentary hearing for proposed Chief Election Commissioner and Commissioners set for the 27th and 28th of July. Monsoon rain blocks seven major highways across Nepal, 51 roads reopened. And U.S. President Donald Trump slaps 50% tariffs on Canada. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.